809 Dogwood. The fire started in the garage. The tenant was home, but in another part of the residence. Once it was discovered, they contacted 911, escaped the residence. The home suffered damage, which included both of the cars in the garage. The garage, the upper floor, second floor above the garage fell in on the first floor. Extensive damage there. There was a couple of rooms that you enter from the front door that had less damage to them, and they were able to recover a few objects out of the front rooms. But the building itself is a total loss. The firewalls that are between each of the townhome units did protect the other townhome from damage, and we didn't have any injuries.
Any decision yet on what started the fire?
Well, the story that was given to us, and it goes along with the evidence found at scene, is that that he had used a grill near the garage door, either just inside or just outside. I believe it was probably pulled just inside the garage, and they believe they had it extinguished. He went inside to eat the food they had prepared, but somewhere along the lines, they did not have it extinguished, or in some way it got some ignitable material near it, and that's what it appears to have done. And then it spread from that device into the garage and into the items in the garage.
Charcoal or gas grill?
We understood it was propane, so a gas grill, portable type with a tank. And we did recover a tank out of the garage.
Have I missed anything?
We've been waiting for insurance adjusters to contact us so we can turn the scene over to them and they can continue on to benefit the clients. I know the clients were there with one of our representatives from our office this morning looking for other salvageable materials out of those front rooms, and that's about it.